catch up. All right, so the Gemara is Pehei Amud Beis. So we started to talk about this Gemara last time, and we looked a little bit at Rashi and Tosfos, and let's do it again because we didn't really get all the way through the Iboya. So the Gemara says, "Boy Rabba, Sheves Hapochtaso Bedamim Mahu." So, what does it mean, Hapochtaso Bedamim? So Rashi says, "Hiko Maka Shehut Sarech Lishbos Mimalachto V'Sof Aliyu Shalom Kvitchila V'Ein Kan Ela Sheves." So you injure a person in a way that he's not going to be able to work, and there is an injury. But the injury is temporary. So it's not as if this is just Sheves where there's no Nezek, like Hadkei Ben Drun or something like that, but it's transient, it's a transient injury. So Rashi says, Aval pochaso achshav bedamim, she'im hayabal limkar achshav hayudamav pochten. So there still is, Rashi says, but there still is some loss of money. There's some notion of loss of money, because if you were to sell this person, and it's hard to know exactly what Rashi means here. Tosfos is more explicit, but according to Rashi, if you would sell this person as he is, perhaps from a functional perspective, meaning not as though you would sell him with the knowledge that he's Sofa Lachazor and everybody knows that, and so he's not really worth any less. But if you were to sell him achshav, meaning if you were to sell him with this deficit, he would be worth less. Okay, I think that's a simple way to read Rashi. So mahu, but of course the person's going to get better. So mahu. So Rashi says, mi mechayev apachas damav dahashta alo. Are you chayev on the fact that right now there is a loss of money or not? So Rashi says, what does it mean? So the Gemara is going to explain what's the case. What is the case of pochtaso bedamim? What exactly is the injury? So the Gemara is explicit. It says, hechidami, kigon chiko al yado vitsamsa yado, vasofa lachazor. So it means that you traumatize someone's arm, and then it goes through a process. It kind of probably it means it becomes, the ligaments become sclerotic. It scars. Okay, there's a contraction. It becomes smaller. It's a contracted. It becomes stiff and small. But eventually, it's going to go back to the way it was. So you do some damage to a ligament. Rashi says that these are Lashon Sumus Hagidin. So you do some sort of damage to contract the ligament that contracts the ligament, but it's going to get better. So what do you? How do you treat that? How do you understand that in terms of nezek? So he says, "Kaven de sofa." So the Gemara says, "Kaven de sofa lachazor lo yayevle velo midi." Because it's going to return, so nothing really happened. In terms of Nezek, there's no hefsid here. It's nothing happened. Oh, Dilma hashta mihas apachte. Or do you say right now, though, he's worth less? Now, you could say that means he's worth less, meaning considering the fact, even though you know he's going to get better, he's less valuable as he is, even considering sofa lachazor. Or you could say, the way I think Rashi's saying, is that we consider it as if we consider the functional deficit, what the value of that deficit would be now, even though we know he's going to improve. Okay? So I think what Rashi's saying is that sofa lachazor means we sort of suspend our knowledge of sofa lachazor and just consider the way he is now. What's his value right now? Even though we know sofa lachazor, we don't imagine Eved Nimkar B'Shuk being someone who everyone knows is Sofa Lachazor, and what would the value be if everybody knew he was Sofa Lachazor Bavadai? I don't think that's what Rashi's saying. I think what Rashi's saying is we consider him as if he's someone who is Eno Sofa Lachazor because of the way he is now. Okay, that's the way I would read. Now, you can, you know, that's debatable. Tosos takes a clearly very different position, and it's clear how he holds. He says, Sheves hapochtaso b'dam mahu. Kigon shikau al yado v'tzamsa v'sofa l'chazor. He says, Shemilavad shavto, Shemilavad shivtu shebechol yom v'yom, ad shiyas rapah nefachto damav. So he says, so besides the Sheves that you're going to have to pay until he gets better, which no, there's no debate, you have to pay the Sheves because the guy's not working and you did a chavala. He says, still he's worth less money. Why? Now he gives you the description. He's not saying that this is we consider him as if he is not sofa lachazor. He says she'ein b'nei adam bekiyan lahakir b'yado im sofa lachazor. He says because really people that would buy him in the shuk, and if he were on the Eved Nimka b'shuk, people wouldn't really know. They wouldn't be a bucky to know, is this guy really going to get better or not? V'lo yachnisu atzman b'safek noso kibari v'sholet b'shtei yadav. They wouldn't enter into a deal buying a guy who they wouldn't consider him on par with someone who has use of both hands. They're going to be a little bit tentative about buying this guy because they don't really know what's going to happen to his hand. The sovereign Shalouyus Rafa, oh, they're going to think this guy's not getting any better, so they're going to buy him as if that hand ain't coming back. Even though in point of fact, we know the cases, it doesn't suggest that we're masupik about whether the hand's coming back. It suggests that people will regard him as if they're masupik, and they'll treat it in the Eved Nimka b'shuk sense as if this ain't coming back, so they're not going to want to pay. They're going to want to subtract the value of the hand. So the Tosa says, "Amal b'davar hayaduish yisof alachazer moda abai shein nosen lo el sheva shevachol yom v'yom." Now that, to understand what he means by moda abai, we need to take a look at the next, at Pei Vav Amud Aleph, just to see, because the Iboya of Rabbah ramifies into a machlokus, Abai and Rava. So we have to read Abai and Rava to understand what Tosa is alluding to. So on Pei Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara, about a quarter of the way down,
I
says...
understand. Are they arguing over the facts?
No.
Rashi
seems to say that the case is, everyone agrees the case is, this is sofa l'chazor. Everyone agrees that. Rashi says the reason we consider this hefsid mamon, or the reason, that's probably not the right word. The reason we consider this pochtaso b'damov is because, the reason we consider pochtaso b'damov is because right now he's lost functional status and the value of that monetized is X amount. Tosfos says the reason we consider it pochtaso b'damav is because people that go to the slave market would in fact pay less, even though this is a case of sofa l'chazor.
I'm saying, first of all, besides the fact that it sounds like Metzia's question, which doesn't make any sense to me, either people.
Rashi isn't denying that people might do that, but he's saying that's not the reason we consider this. That's not the reason we consider this pochtaso b'damav. Pochtaso b'damav, we don't need that.
If his value in the shuk is such that people see him as damaged goods, right?
Yeah, but Rashi wouldn't hold, if Rashi would not hold that that is enough to say that this person, that wouldn't be enough, according to Rashi, to say that that is nezek. That people, that's Tosfos' chiddush. The chiddush of Tosfos is that matters. In other words, where in fact you know that this guy is worth no less because his arm is definitely going to come back, still we consider this pochtaso b'damav. Rashi would not be motivated to that. That's Tosfos' chiddush. So Rashi holds that doesn't matter. According to Rashi, the only way to understand pochtaso b'damav is if we consider the functional status frozen right now, and we remain agnostic as to whether it's going to come back. That's the only way to understand. We say achshav. If this, the way it is now, or the way it was always going to be, that's what we consider. And that's the Iboya according to Rashi. Tosos allows for sofa l'chazor and admits that everybody, that this is really sofa l'chazor. We don't consider it as if it's a fixed deficit, but still, we consider this as if it's pochtaso b'damav. It's not an argument in Metzius. It's really an argument in Svara. But we'll get to it. I mean, I think that to talk about it without understanding each one independently, you have to understand Rashi independent from Tosfos to see this, to flesh this out. Okay, so on Pei Vav Amud Aleph, The machlokus, the question of Rabbah is spelled out more clearly. It says, Umilsa de boy leila Rabbah pshita leila abai lahachisa ularava lahachisa. So the Gemara says the thing that Rabbah is unsure of is Pashit according to Bai according to his way and Rava according to his way. De Itmar. Hikoal Yado Vitsamsa Vasofa Lachazar Abai Omer Nosanlo Sheves Gadola Vesheves Katana. So same case. You have this case of Sofa Lachazar, and this was the Abai that Tosus was alluding to. He says, so you hit a guy on the arm, and same thing, the arm is not functional. So Abai says you give him both Sheves Gadol and Sheves Katana. It's a weird Lashon. We've used that Lashon in the Balamor. We saw that Lashon, but haven't seen that Lashon in the Gemara. So what does it mean, Sheves Gadola? So Rashi says, Sheves Gadola Deme Yado. So that's actually Nezek. So Abai calls Nezek Sheves Gadola. Okay? And Sheves Katana. What is Sheves Katana? Kol Yom Sheyipo Lemishkov Rona Soki Ilu Shomer Kishuin. It's the whole time that he can't work, he's Shomer Kishuin. So you give him the Sheves that we consider regular Sheves, plus Nezek for Sofa Lachazor. So that's like the one way in Rabbah, right? That's Rabbah's one way. Do you say right now, that's the version of Poch Taso Bedamim, the Achshav version. And Rava is going to be the other side. What does Rava say? So Rava, V'Rava Amar, Eino Nosen Lo Ela Demei Shivtu Shebechol Yom V'Yom. No, you don't give him this Sheves Gedola thing. You just give him regular Sheves for each day. But what does it mean? Shebechol Yom V'Yom Ad Sheyachzor, Ad Sheyachzor L'Kadmoso Nosen Lo Bechol Yom K'mo Shenizcharen Polen B'Shuk. V'Lo K'Shomer K'Shuin D'Hal Rava Lo Yav Le Demei Yado. So until he gets better, like the way he was, you give him each day like. And now here's sort of a new concept. Kamo, he says, Kamo shin is charm po'olim b'shuk. That's not the same. V'lo k'shomer k'shuin. You don't pay him as the regular sheves k'shomer k'shuin. You pay him as this other thing, which we're going to have to figure out what it is. Nizcharim Po'elim B'Shuk is as someone who's hired to work in the Shuk. And we'll see there are different opinions about what that means. So why does Rava hold you pay him more than regular Sheves Shomer Kishuin? Because you haven't given him Nezek. So you haven't paid him for his arm. The Mishnah says, Kvar Nosen Lo by Sheves. You pay him part of the lost wages of his arm when you pay Nezek. Because you're paying him the future of that arm when you pay Nezek. So because you don't do that in this case, right, because it's Sofa Lachazor, so therefore you have to pay him a different Sheves wage. We can get to that. But so when Tosfos says that Abai would be Moda, he's saying in a case where everybody knows, if Eved Nimka B'Shuk, Sofa Lachazor, and everybody who goes to the Shuk knows that this hand is going to come back, Abai would be Moda, that you don't pay him Sheves Gedola. You don't pay him Nezek. You do what Rava says. So Tosfos is saying is that Abai would be Moda to Rava in a case where everybody in the Shuk knew this is Sofa Lachazor and everybody knows it. So there, in that case, according to Tosfos, Abai would be Moda that you don't pay the Sheves Gadol. There's no Nezek. You just pay Sheves. Rashi would hold, nope, you still pay Sheves. It doesn't matter if everybody knows or everybody doesn't know. That doesn't matter. The fact is, Achshav, right now, he says, because Achshav, he says, Pochoso Achshav Bedamim, that's it. You're Chayav Mamon, that's Nezek. So our question from last time, so we started out by asking the following question. Really had two questions. First of all, what is the Iboya according to, what is the question according to Rashi? What is the suffix of Rabbah according to Rashi? And what is this idea of Pochtaso Bedamim Achshav. And then we said, according to Tosos, how is it possible, how is it possible that Tosos holds there's a Hefset? Or if you go by the Eved Nimkar B'Shuk model, and you don't ignore and you don't ignore the fact that it's Sofa Lachazor, and you don't say, let's just isolate the functional deficit and talk about the value of that the way Rashi seems to, and you just think about the actual Hefsid, according to Tosfos, where's the Hefsid? Who cares if people would be Mesupik? The fact is that assay for determining loss of value diverges from what it's supposed to measure. There's no validity to it. There's no validity to that assay if it has to do with a misperception. People misperceive the fact that it's, they don't believe that it's Sofa L'Chazor. So then it's not a good way to determine it anymore. Because that, in fact, the Gemara's case is, it is Sofa L'Chazor. That's not, there's no Suffolk. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Aruch says explicitly, there is no Suffolk about whether this is going to get better. That's not the case. There is, but the people that are on buying the Eved are Masupik because of whatever. They're worried about whether this is really going to come back. But that's not a Suffolk in the case. That's a Suffolk in them. So the question is, where's the Hefsid? How could you ever say there's a Hefsid? And if you are going to say there's a Hefsid, then according to that model, if you're going to say, oh, really, there's a Hefsid by Eved Nimkar B'Shuk, then what's the other side of the Yiboya? If you're going to say that in fact this is somehow a Hefsid, so what does the Gemara mean when it says Lo Yivlev Lo Midi? What does that mean? Okay, so what we started to do last time was just look at the Gemara according to Rashi, and then think about the Gemara according to Tosos. I think Tosos has, in some ways, Tosos has the much bigger Chiddush. So I'll catch us up for the time. So last time we said that according to Rashi, one way to understand the Gemara according to Rashi is a very simple kind of dichotomy in the way that you could understand what the machayev is for Tashlumi Nezek. So according to Rashi, it's possible, if you say that the machayev for Tashlumi Nezek is Hefsid Mamon, and that really what we're talking about in Tashlumi Nezek is the idea that this person has experienced a financial loss due to the loss of the hand or the use of the hand or whatever it is, that loss outside of Shevis, outside of the week that he's off work. For sure, Shevis has to do with you can't work this week. No, that's beyond dispute. But beyond the inability to work for X amount of time, there's also some sort of permanent loss of function that we monetize. We monetize your loss of function by Eved Nimkar B'Shuk. It's basically a subtractive method. You were worth this much before, you're worth this much now. We take the difference, and that's how much your hand was worth. It's a hefsid. It's a monetization of that functional loss. So if that's the model, if that's really the machayev for Tashlumei Nezek, so there's no hefsid here, there's no Nezek. Because we know this hand is coming back. You pay the Shevis until it does. But in the end, you haven't really, there's no reason to monetize a functional loss because there is no functional loss. There's a Shevis. That's basically all there is. So that's Rava's point. There's Shevis Shebechol Yom V'Yom. That's it. You have Shevis, but you don't have Nezek. So how do you understand that the Chiddush of the question of Rava, though? How would you understand it according to Rashi that really you have to pay because we consider the functional deficit now?
Why is functionality
irrespective of time? Well, because you can't say the guy lost, because you're already paying for Shevis. So Shevis covers for lost wages. What else has he lost? If you're talking about Hefsid, besides lost work for this amount of time while he's getting better, if you can't work for a week and then your hand is as good as new, besides your lost wages, why would I pay for Nezek? The whole concept of Nezek is that there's a loss of function.
I'm asking you.
Yeah.
What's like your axiom for saying that you can't call loss of function and determine I lost function for
because that Shevis already covers that.
Why?
Because Shevis, you're paying for the fact that he can't work for 3 days. Loss of function means that you're losing the value of your work.
Yeah, but Rashi's creating a new assay that's determining for this thing that determines that evaluates Nezek in a time frame.
I know, but the point is that if you're going to talk about Hefsid, there has to be something that was lost. In other words, if the Machayev is Hefsid, the guy has to lose something. There's either lost wages for the time that you worked, or there's the fact that you're not going to be able to use the hand in the future. right? You're going to be able to use it. You're going to be able to work less. You're going to have, your job isn't going to be as good. So there is, this week you're in bed, you can't do anything, that's Shevis. And then when you come back, you're going to have a worse job, or you're going to lose some function. So that's Nezek. That's, you have lost the ability to do something. So that's not just this week, that's, you're a forever changed guy. So we monetize that. That's Eved Nimkar B'Shuk. The whole concept of Eved Nimkar B'Shuk is that this is a slave who would work for you. How much less is he worth? The whole idea of using the slave market is a question of work value. Right? This slave was worth this much when he had all his hands and legs. Now, without a hand, he's worth this much. So that's a way that we monetize the loss of function in terms of your ability to work. But that's a Hefsid model. But if the slave is going to come back 100%, there'd be no difference, Eved Nimkar B'Shuk. Presumably. Forgetting Tosfos. This guy's going to come. If you knew for sure, like Tosfos' case, where Abai is Moda, in a case where you know, and everybody who looks at this Eved knows he's going to come back, there's no question, there's no Nezek. Because he hasn't lost anything. Right? So then the question is, what is Rashi's Chiddush? What's Rashi's understanding of Pochtaso Bedamim now? So what we said is that the Mechayev in this is always in Achovel, there's always this tension between Mamonus, the Chi of Tashlumi Mamon, and the Mamon aspect, the monetization of the Chavala, and the Isser Chavala, which has the Onesh of Ayin Tachas Ayin attached to it. So the other way to understand the Mechayev is that the Mechayev for Tashlumi Nezek is not really Hefsid. The Mechayev is really the Maisa Chavala. Okay? But the point is that we quantify the Tashlumen, the Onesh, we quantify the Tshuva for the Maisa Chavala in terms of Eved Nimkar B'Shuk, because that's a way of quantifying the force of the Chavala, of the Maisa Chavala. So the Maisa Chavala, the force of the Maisa Chavala, and then your Chi of Tashlumen and Ayin Tachas Ayin is quantified by how much functionality, what was the impact of your assault. So then, Sofa Lachazor doesn't matter. What matters is, what did you do right now? That tells me the way that you impacted his function right now. We have this assay that determines how much Tashlumen you have to do for that Maisa Chavala.
Even if it's 100%?
Even if it doesn't matter, because it's a question of measuring the impact in terms of function. So what matters is how you impacted function, not how you impacted loss of wage. So functionally, you impacted this guy the same as if you cut his arm off. Now, that it's going to come back or not doesn't matter, because we're looking at
value.
We don't care about value. We care about function, which this happens to measure. And it translates function into value as a way of determining how much money you owe. So according to Rashi, the Mechayev for Tashlumei Nezek is the Maisa Chavala. And the quantification for how much you owe as an Onesh is Eved Nimkar B'Shuk, according to that way of understanding Tashlumet the Mechayev for Tashlumet Nezek. So that's what the Boy Rabba really means. What is the Mechayev? There's two ways to understand it. Is the Mechayev the Maisa Chavala, or is the Mechayev the Hefsid Mamon? So according to Rashi, it works out very, it's neat. You have two very different paradigms for understanding the Mechayev. Okay, so that sort of ties Rashi up, and as it turns out, I think we paskin in this case the second way. We paskin, I think, by like I'm let's see, this the Gemara says, yeah, we paskin by Rava, right? Like as usual, we paskin by Rava. So we paskin by Rava. So really you don't have an issue. Really it goes by Hefsid Mamon. It's consistent. So then if that's the case, so then what is Tosfos? So now that you have the fulcrum of the argument, you have the argument turning around a question of where to anchor the Mechayev for Tashlumei Nezek in the Isser, or whether it's the Hefsid. Is it Mamonus, or is it Bein Adam L'Chavero? Is it a matter of Tshuva, Tashlumen, Isser, right? That's what the Gemara is doing. But according to Tosos, What's Tosfos before you even understand Tosfos? What's Tosfos not Moda to in terms of Rashi? What does he disagree with Rashi on?
So wait, I understand the distinction between Mamon and Isser, right?
Yeah.
So what are you saying? You're saying that if it's Isser, then only if it's Isser do you view this thing as a real loss, and if it's Mamon?
Loss doesn't matter. If it's Isser, you're not interested in loss. You're interested in evaluating the impact of the Chavala so that you can assign him a Tashlumen.
I'm saying...
That's not Hefsed.
In the world of Isser, you would look at the fact that it's eventually going to heal.
It doesn't matter because you're not interested in Hefsed. The Isser is not Hefsed. The Isser is the Maisa Chavala. You're just interested in a way to quantify the impact of the Maisa Chavala. And we do that with loss of function, and we monetize it with Eved Nimkar V'Shuk.
According to both sides.
According to Rashi, no, just according to the side that says Pochtaso Bedamim Achshav. According to the other side, we go by Hefsid. If we go by Hefsid, then it's Lo Yavlev Lo Midi. Nothing happened. There's no Hefsid. I think it's neat. I mean, right? They're two very different formulations that predict very different outcomes.
Can you say they're both didn't have Sid, but viewing it insofar as that, like, now I won't be able to get job X, let's say, which would have...
But you're going
to
get job X when you heal.
Now, let's say...
Yeah, but that's Shevis. Shevis Shebechol Yom V'Yom would cover that. In other words, if you want to say there's Nezek here, you have to... If you're going to talk about Hefsid, there has to be some loss that isn't covered by Shevis.
Yeah, long-term loss, right?
Yeah, but the point is you don't have long-term loss because Sofa Lechazor and Shevis is going to cover everything Ad Shias Rapa.
But not if you miss out on a business opportunity that you would not get otherwise. Like, let's say we could...
I think that Hefsed, there's something that's low-ball Olam. I don't think you can hold someone accountable for, like, a counterfactual. Like, let's say this would happen, I could have lost this. You have to... The whole notion of Hefsed is you have to demonstrate that you did lose.
The guy's a pitcher, and he lost that, and he has a contract.
Yeah, that's real. That's Shevis.
It's not like, I'm in college, and I could have been a pitcher. That they don't do, right?
No. I mean, we're going to see. When we do... The Gemara's going to go a little further when we do the clown case about you know, that specifically. About... Yeah, there's a clown case. Of course, the clown who dances in the wine, in the bar, in the Bekubi. Okay, but so then is everyone comfortable though with the distinction? So if we say that is the distinction, that how you anchor the Tashlume Nezek, how you formulate that, where it comes from. So then, what is Tosfos arguing on? Just before you even understand the Tosfos, what's his main argument with Rashi?
He just holds it in Hefsid.
You're right. He doesn't hold by Yisr. So Tosfos clearly holds that there's no way that there's any... He doesn't entertain the possibility that there's anything other than Hefsid. So he wants to work out the boy Rabba as a question of Hefsid. And what Tosfos says, and we'll think about him for a couple minutes, what Tosfos says is there are two ways to see this. One way in which you would say this is Hefsid, and another way in which you would not. And so his chiddush is, obviously, it's easy to say this is not Hefsed because it's Sofa Lechazor. His chiddush is, maybe it is Hefsed. Why is it Hefsed? So then when you read the Tosfos, it says, Shemilavad shiftu shebechol yom v'yom ad shias rafa. He says, Nefachto damav she'ein b'nei adam b'kiyam lahakir b'yado im Sofa Lechazor. V'lo yachnisu atzman b'safek noso kebari v'sholet b'shtei yadov. People are not going to see this guy as a healthy person. Vesover and Shal Yisrafa, oh, they're just going to believe he's not going to get better. So then the question is, so. I agree. So then what is the Chiddush of Tosfos? So what? Who cares?
Is Sofo, right?
He definitely is. And in the case if they know he is, but Dover Yadua for the audience there and the Shuk, then Moda Abai, meaning... To Rava, that we only pay Shevis. There's no Nezek.
But if there's a doubt
in the audience's mind,
even though in reality it will,
you got it. So then, what's the Chiddush of Tosfos?
Well,
and it's interesting, and according, we're going to see the Rif. Rif is a little different, but according to Tosfos, it would seem to be that the fact that they're Masupik, it's not just that they bargained down the price a little bit. It would seem to be the sovereign Shelo Yisrafe owed. Like, this is a functionless arm. Or whatever. I mean, you don't have to say the arm is completely lost function. It doesn't really matter. The point is, whatever the injury is that's it's not working well, it's not going to get any better. So whatever the damage is right now, whether it's complete or partial, they're going to pay for the way it is now. They're not going to say, listen, I'm taking some money off, I know it's going to get a little better, it's not going to get completely better. No, they're treating it as if this is fixed. The interesting thing here is that Tosfos is basically, I mean, he's unambiguous that this is a failure of the Eved Nimkar Bashuk model to accurately appraise this particular injury. That's clear, but that's not a problem.
It doesn't matter for some reason. Right, because everyone's walking around with their fixed Eved value. And now this guy's fixed Eved value is lower. That's it.
You're comfortable with that.
He defines it as, yeah, everyone's got a Eved value. That's it.
Yeah, but
you impact someone and cause a value to change.
Yeah, but let's
that
but,
triggers.
But why? But then are you saying that it fails? But we don't care.
Yeah,
we don't care that it fails.
That happens all the time in halacha. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, but I understand where we say that we can't determine it or there's a suffix. But why don't they just say? Why don't you just bring the rofa and say no? Listen, in point of fact, there's no hefset.
It didn't fail.
It did because it did fail because
they mean fail.
There's no hefset.
So what? I don't care about Hefzid.
I know, but we said,
I know,
but what is Eved Nimkar Bashuk has to be, Eved Nimkar Bashuk is not its own phenomenon. There's no halacha. It's not like the Torah said, you're chayev in Eved Nimkar Bashuk, and we call that Hefzid. The machayev is Hefzid. Eved Nimkar Bashuk is a way to establish it. It's very hard to say Eved Nimkar Bashuk is what you owe. You owe Hefzid. You did Nezek. Eved Nimkar Bashuk is certainly the tool we use. Now, motzi mamon mechaver alav harayah, you're forcing the mazik to pay. You have to have a reason. You can't just say, oh, Eved Nimkar Bashuk. You know, people are stupid. They don't know that you're going to get better. The mazik would be, you know, telling, no, this is ridiculous. There's no hefset. I'm not paying. This isn't a matter of them making a mistake. This is a matter of the quantification the quantification tool doesn't work here. Doesn't work.
Because Tosfos holds that the quantification tool is dependent on how people would view you at any given time. Because he says in a case where people know for sure that this, they're going to get better.
He's saying that this is a very specific case. He's saying pochtaso bedamav. He's not saying this happens. He's saying the Gemara is introducing a hypothetical case. And the hypothetical case he's suggesting is a case where nobody is in on the joke except a couple of people. So everybody knows, everybody believes that this is not, in fact, going to get better. Or they're afraid it's not going to get better. So Eved Nimkar Bashuk value is drastically changed. But the reality is, this is 100% going to heal, so the only loss is Shevis. We still consider that Nezek. And that is the boy Rabba. Okay, do we say that's Nezek? So the question is, what is Tosfos getting at?
Possibly saying,
yes.
That's the question.
Yes.
In what sense?
What are the preconditions for understanding that?
Right.
What is the a priori?
It's not a real monetary loss.
Nope. It is not. That's the first, for sure, the first step there.
Do a quotient to what it's not.
Yep.
Just saying that it's the way you evaluate it is through how people generally do it. Like, it's just the mechanism.
Why should the mazik have to pay that? It's failed here. If the rofif says it's going to get better, what do I care? Don't bring him to Eved Nimkar Bashuk because it's going to get better. Don't even use it. There's no nezek. Eved Nimkar Bashuk is when there is nezek. There's no nezek here because it's sofa l'chazor. Done. He's not actually being sold in the slave market.
Yeah, but if you
there's no reason to even go to Eved Nimkar Bashuk because there's no nezek.
If you take a snapshot of him right now, he is...
I know, but it doesn't matter because there's no hefset. He's getting the shevis for that, And then he's getting better. Achius Rafa, you pay him Sheves. Then he's getting better. No Nezek.
Yeah, but the fact that right now he has a Din Nezek, let's say.
No, he doesn't, because Nezek means... What Nezek means is that you're not getting better. I'm paying you for something you lost. Everything else is Sheves. Tosfos is saying we're using a tool to evaluate. We're basically saying, let's pretend that these people don't know better. We're still going to employ the tool. The tool is used when there's, in fact, a hefsed, and we want to quantify what's the difference between the way he was and the way he is now as a way of paying for the hefsed. He's saying, let's say there's no hefsed, but nobody knows it. Oh, it's still good enough.
Can that be Nezek?
Huh?
Can the fact that people's interpretation of him being a handicap guy is the Nezek here?
I think you have to say that.
Does people think less of him?
For 4 days?
He's looking for a specific word that he wants you to say.
One way to move about this is to think about the... And it's a theme throughout this. I think that since we started at Hachovel, the clear theme is the ambiguation of experience and momentous, and quantifying an attempt in the Torah Sheval Peh to quantify, to monetize experience. So for sure, it's obvious by Tsar and Boshus. There's nothing there that's financial. But we quantify those experiences. Even by Sheves, we said with the Balamor, we said that the Balamor held that there was a Sheves for the lost wage and there was a Sheves for the time that you were idle. So all along in Achovel, there's been an attempt to quantify experience. So in this case, Tosfos is getting closer to what Rashi was saying in this side, I think, of the Boy Rabba. Closer in the sense that it's not, when we talk about hefsed, it's not the hefsed of I lost money. I mean, what's clear in Tosfos is that there's a social reality here. That's where to start. There is a social reality in terms of his loss that he no longer has the physical integrity that he had. There's a social reality in terms of the way that he's seen as the way his physical integrity is perceived. Okay, there's a social reality, and that's not boshus. Because boshus is embarrassment about the Maisa Chavala. So the Torah, that you're chayev, and we're going to do boshus next. So you're chayev for embarrassment around the Maisa Chavala, but this is not that. But this has to do with the social reality and the perception of your loss of physical integrity. And the experience of that social reality. So it may be that the Mechayev is not, we're not trying to monetize the functional Hefsed. We're trying to monetize the experience of the Hefsed. We're trying to monetize the experience, the social experience of the loss in function. That's what we're trying. That's what Evan Nimkar B'Shuk is about. It's not about trying to discreetly quantify how much money you've lost over the rest of your life. When there's a chavala, there are a lot of experiences that go into being a trauma victim. So this is an attempt to unpackage the experience and to quantify every element of it. There's tsar, there's embarrassment, there's physical pain, there is the experience of not working, and there's also the social experience of being no longer in the time around the chavala, the impact of the chavala. There is the experience of being someone who no longer has physical integrity. That's what Evid Nimkar B'Shuk is about. So in this case, the fact that that's the perception creates that experience. The fact that Evan Nimka Bashuk, the fact that the reaction when people see you is, oh, that's the end of him. That guy used to be stark. Now this guy is like a lame. So that experience is the Machaya for Tashlumei Nezek. We use Evan Nimka Bashuk to quantify. Well, it's not a din in you. It's the social you. There's a social you that has to do with how you are in the world. And there's an experience of lameness here that is not boshus. And it's not sar. But there's an experience of lameness that's tied to how important vocation is to people. So the experience of lameness is what the nezek is. So that experience is perfectly assayed in Evid Nimka Bashuk. And it doesn't matter what the reality of your eventuality is. It's the experience anchored in the Maisa Chavala, anchored in the Chavala itself. That's what Ayin Tachas Ayin is. You have to pay this guy. You have to make right for every experience, every form of experience that this guy went through, you have to make right. So this is a form of that experience. It's not Hefsid Mamon per se. It's a different type of hefzer. It's a different type of it's nezek, but it's a different way of understanding nezek altogether. Boshus is embarrassment about the mice itself. I got slapped. This is I'm lame. Evan Nimka Bashuk. But that tells you what that means is that tells you what is the social reality to the way that you're perceived.
So I say, oh, this guy is shame. So now what?
Not shame. This guy would be worth, this guy who's now limps is worth this much. This is how we quantify that experience. You're now perceived as this type of guy. So we pay you as if you lost that value.
Uh-huh.
It's a quantification. It's a way to quantify the experience of you had to live like that guy. Not in terms of physical pain and not in terms of embarrassment, but in terms of a social perception of your physical integrity.
Saying that, and that doesn't matter if it returns or not.
No, because it's your experience. The fact is, it's a social experience.
But you're not
able to convince people. If you could convince everybody you're going to get better, then that's what Tosa says. You'd be moted. There's no nezek.
Why?
Because then it would be, everyone would be, because then it would be, a davar yadua.
Even if I see a guy and he has that response, and then a week later he sees me and I'm better.
I know, but it doesn't matter, because the point is, at the time of the chavala, you had the experience of they think you're not getting better. That's what Evid Nimka Bashuk means. You had to go through that. You had to see people seeing you that way, which is painful. People say, yeah, he thinks he's better. He's not going to get better. That's not healing. And they were sorry for you, and they felt bad for you. That's an experience of you. That's an existential loss. Yeah. So we quantify that because the point here is that the Tashlumen has to do with Isser. It's not Mamon. According to Tosfos, he is getting close to Rashi because he's saying, when he talks about Hefsid, it's not Mamon. It's not the Maisa Chavala either. It's a different type of Hefsid. It's an existential type of Hefsid.
Mm-hmm.